Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. President-elect Trump rounds out his cabinet, putting pressure on the Senate for quick confirmations. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President-elect Trump nominated Brooke Rollins to serve as Agriculture Secretary, rounding out his preferred cabinet. Rollins led the Domestic Policy Council in the first Trump administration and has since led a conservative think tank aligned with the president-elect. Hedge fund manager Scott Bessent is President-elect Trump's choice for Treasury Secretary, and Scott Turner, a former NFL defensive back, who ran the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council in the first Trump term, was tapped to serve as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Trump has appointed former WWE CEO Linda McMahon as Secretary of Education, a department he promised to eliminate. Mark Meredith breaks down the future of the department.
The Federal Department of Education dates back to the late 1970s. Since its creation, it's grown not only in size and influence, but in cost. The budget, now around $80 billion. And while President-elect Trump has vowed to end it, the department was created by Congress. It would be up to Congress to close it. Even with a Republican majority, you'd have to get the 60 votes in the Senate to kill it. That is a big threshold. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota has introduced legislation to cancel the department. He says despite spending $16,000 per student per year, test scores have dropped over the last decade. The incoming Trump administration may find ways to narrow the department's role, even if it lives on. For example, it could move oversight of the federal student loan program to the Treasury Department.
Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is set to lead a subcommittee on the newly created Department of Government Efficiency. She plans to investigate government spending and waste and seek ways to reorganize federal agencies.
You see, America's been really spoiled for a long time, but the federal government has been the worst abusers of the Americans' hard-earned tax dollars and the American people's trust.
Democrats and their allies in the media are still trying to process the fact that Americans rejected their agenda by electing Donald Trump for a second time. New York Post columnist Miranda Devine says Democrats still don't get it.
Well, I think that they just were surprised that someone that they were calling Hitler managed to beat them, not just in the Electoral College, but in the popular vote. It was a clean sweep from coast to coast. And that's humiliating for them and shows them up to really be people who lied about Donald Trump and are not in touch with the American people. And so they're trying all sorts of tactics. I mean, Adam Schiff is there not wanting to make enemies within the party, but obviously Joe Biden should not have been running for re-election. Part of the problem for the Democrats, a big part, was that they had such terrible candidates. And Kamala Harris didn't make it any better by picking a really bad VP candidate in Tim Walz. But on policy, they are a disaster.
A law firm is going to bat for a California church that serves the homeless. Chris Woodward has more.
City Church Fairfield in Fairfield, California, has been serving the homeless, addicts, and those suffering from depression for about 20 years. According to Brad Dacus of Pacific Justice Institute, the city has in the past applauded the effort.
But recently, the pastor of the church decided he wanted to run for city council. Once he announced, suddenly everything changed. And the city went ahead and suddenly pronounced that they were violating the codes. They couldn't help the homeless anymore. They had to halt their ministry, and then slapped them with more than $300,000 in penalties and fines. Well, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we have stepped in, and we are representing this church. This is a classic example of local lawfare, where those in power are abusing their power at the expense of the most needy in that community. We are also understanding that this is a hideous violation of the free exercise rights of this church to not just believe their faith, but live and practice their faith in the community.
AFN is seeking comment from the city of Fairfield. I'm Chris Woodward.
More news available online at afn.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.